神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Sat across from me, just weeping.
有一个妇女坐在我的对面，一直哭。
As she cried, she tried to tell us that this was the first time in her life, now she's over 70, that she ever had a friend.
她已经过了70岁了，她哭着告诉我们说，她从来没有过一个朋友。
Now that's very hard for me to relate to.
那我是很难想象的。
But to you,You may understand her very well.
或许你可以了解。
We're going to be talking about friends.
我们要谈一谈朋友。
They really are a very important part of our life.
朋友在我们人生中是扮演一个很重要的一个部分。
You may disagree with me.
或许你觉得不认同。
But you have never recognized that you do have a need for this kind of relationship.But you have just never been involved and do not understand what you've missed.
因为我们没有真的有这种亲密、这种很好跟朋友的友谊呢，所以我们就不知道这种友谊对我们人生的影响意义是什么。
You might say, well, what is a friend?
或许你说什么是朋友呢？
Someone that accepts you as you are.
是一个愿意接纳你，不管你是怎么样的人，他都接纳你的人。
You know, most people don't accept us as we are.
很多人是没有办法接纳我们原本的自己的。
They have a lot of complaints about us.
那别人也是对我们一样，有时候会对我们有埋怨。
They see our faults instead of our good points.
有时候只看到我们的一些错误，我们的缺点，而不看到我们的优点。
But that's not a friend. A friend knows you and loves you even, because he knows you.
这就不是朋友了。真正的朋友是他认识你，可是还是很爱你。
They believe in you.
他们也信任你。
They can just call you on the phone just to say hi.
有时候呢，就很简单的打个电话跟你问候。
They don't give up on you.
他们从来不会离弃你。
Sometimes when you have your moods.
有时候你也有情绪化的时候。
Or things are really troubling you and you take it out on them.
有时候呢，你情绪不好，所以呢，你就会一怒，就会对他们有一些不好的地方。
A friend doesn't give up on you.
但是朋友，真正的朋友不会被你影响，放弃你的。
They forgive your mistakes.
他们会对你的错误宽恕。
And they give to you unconditionally.
他们所给你的，所付出的是没有条件的。
They help you.
他们会帮助你。
A good friend inspires you to be the very best that you can be.
朋友呢会激励你能够更成长更好。
That's why we have to be very careful who is our friend.
那就是为什么你要小心谁才是你真正的朋友。
Because they can influence you in some things that are not good.
有时候呢有些朋友呢会有一些坏的影响。
A friend doesn't have to be with you for a reason. They're just happy to be with you.
朋友在一起，真正朋友在一起呢，不一定有什么理由，就是很喜欢彼此相处而已。
They love you for who you are.
他们就是爱你这个人。
And they really make a difference in your life.
而且在人生里面呢，让你有所不同。
Because they don't judge you.
因为他们不会论断你。
And when there's problems, they offer support.
当你有困难的时候呢，他总是会支持你。
And when you're down, they want to pick you up.
当你低落的时候呢，他会想把你扶起来。
And when you're fearful, they're there to try to quiet your fears.
当你里面有害怕的时候，他会很希望能够帮助你平静下来。
And raise your spirits.
他们喜欢提升你的情绪。
A friend says nice things about you when you're not there.
一个朋友呢，在你的背后，都会夸你。
and also takes up for you when people says things about you when you're not there.
那当别人讲你的时候，你不在的时候呢，他们会为你来辩护。
I had a good friend one time.
有一次我有个好朋友。
And someone came to me and told me something that was very hard about my friend.
有一次有个人来就来私下跟我说关于我这个好朋友的一些事情。
And I just burst out crying and telling him I don't believe that.
因为他讲得很不好听，所以呢，我心里面就很难过，我就哭出来了。
It really startled the person, and actually, I have to tell you, it startled me, my reaction.
那我的这种反应呢，我自己也吓了一跳，对方也吓了一跳。
But I couldn't believe that about my friend.
那我就是不能够相信对方在批评我这个朋友的一些事情。
Now, a friend will tell you the truth when you need to hear it.
所谓的好朋友就是当你需要知道真相的时候，他会告诉你。
Because they value you.
因为他对你是有价值观念的。
And they walk beside you as you're going through this period of your life.
当你在过人生的过程的时候，他跟你是肩并肩的。
A friend is willing to explain things you just don't understand without getting upset with you.
当你有对事情不理解的时候，你的朋友很愿意的来解释让你理解，而且呢会尽量的不让你的情绪被搅扰。
Sometimes your friend has to yell at you when you won't listen.
有时候真正的朋友需要在你听不下去的时候呢，对你大声的呼唤。
They bring you back to reality.
他会把你带回到现实中来。
In the Bible, there were two young men.
圣经里面有两个年轻人。
One was a king's son, the other was a son of a shepherd.
有一个是国王的儿子，有一个是一个牧羊人。
Or I should say he was a shepherd himself.
他自己是一个牧羊人。
But he was a good fighter.
那这个牧羊人呢，他很会打仗。
And the king brought him to live in the palace and to be one of his men that fights.
所以国王就把这个牧羊人带到自己的王宫来，让他成为一个战士。
As time went on, this young man won himself a very big name among the people.
那这个牧羊人呢，因为很能够打胜仗呢，所以呢，在百姓之间呢，得到很好的名声。
They even began to sing that the king would kill his thousands, but David killed his 10,000.
这个人们开始就有这样的一个说法，就说呢，这个国王呢，杀掉敌人千千，可是这个牧羊人大卫却杀了万万。
Now the king became very jealous of this man, David.
所以这个国王就对于这个大卫这个牧羊人非常的嫉妒。
He began to really hate David.
他开始恨大卫。
There were several things that he did to him.
好几次呢，做了一些事情。
Tried to get him killed.
想要杀掉大卫。
But none of them worked.
但是呢，都没有成功。
Now David was a musician.
大卫是一个音乐家。
And he would play for the king when the king would have times of depression.
当国王他心情不好的时候呢，就会请大卫来弹他的竖琴。
One day as he was playing, the king threw a knife at him.
当这个大卫有一天在弹琴给国王听的时候呢，没有想到国王却把一把刀子丢向他。
And David fled.
大卫就逃走了。
He went to find Jonathan, the king's son.
他跑去找国王的儿子约拿丹。
Finally, when he did find him, he said, Jonathan, your father's trying to kill me.
他就对他的儿子约拿丹说呢，你爸爸要杀我。
Jonathan said, I don't think so, David, because my father never does anything great or small without telling me.
约拿丹不认为是这样子，他说呢，我爸爸做事情，大大小小事都会让我知道的，怎么可能呢？
Now, tomorrow is a festival.
他说明天呢，有宴会。
And I'm not going to be there, said David.
大卫就跟约拿丹说呢，我不会出席的。
And I feel like we need to make a plan.
大卫说呢，让我们做一个这样的计划。
So if we can see if the king really wants to kill me.
好知道是不是国王真的要杀掉我。
Now, as I said, I'm not going to go to the feast.
我跟你说了，我不去赴这个宴会。
And if your father asks for me, if he just happens to ask for me, tell him I had to go someplace else.
那如果你爸爸知道我不在场，问说我去哪里的话，就告诉他我到别的地方去了。
If he treats it as nothing, that's all right. But if he gets very angry, then I know he really wants to kill me.
如果他知道我不在场，那他还好，那就表示呢，他无意杀我。如果呢，他变得很生气的话，那就表示他真的是对我含怒要杀我了。
Jonathan said, if I knew my father wanted to kill you, I would not lie to you, I would tell you.
约拿丹就对大卫这样保证说，如果我确定我的父亲是要杀你的话，我绝对不会隐瞒的，我一定会告诉你。
David said, well, how can I find out?
那大卫说，那我怎么会知道呢？
He said, I'll come back out to this part the day after the festival.
约拿丹说呢，在宴会之后呢，我会回来这里找你。
And I will have my page with me, my boy with me. And I will shoot an arrow in the air, as if I had a target.
我会带着一个童子，一个仆人跟着我，然后我会在空中呢射箭。
And if I shoot it inside, I'll tell him I've shot it inside the area that you're shooting at. And that means that my father doesn't want to kill you.
如果我的箭呢是射在后头的话，那我叫童子从后头捡回来，表示他我的爸爸呢不是要杀你。
But if I say that it's gone outside of the area, then that is when my father wants to kill you.
那如果我射得很远，射到这个范围之外的话，就在前头的话呢，那就表示说呢，我父亲是决定要杀你。
Now I want you to see some of the valuable points of a friend.
那我要你从这个当中看到好朋友的一些特点。
He had no regard, Jonathan, the king's son, had no regard that David was only a shepherd.
这个约拿丹国王的儿子呢，他不在意他的好朋友只是一个牧羊人而已。
His standing, what his background didn't matter to him at all.
所以一个朋友的背景对他没有影响。
And then to know that this David, his friend, people were talking about him and lifting him up.
后来呢，约拿丹也知道大家呢把这个大卫呢高举起来了。
But that didn't bother Jonathan. This was his friend and he didn't care.
那因为他是他的好朋友，所以他也不在意他的朋友比他的名声还好。
And then the father is going to remind Jonathan of something that this David is trying to get the throne and will take it away from him, Jonathan.
连约拿丹的爸爸国王提醒他说呢，这个大卫有一天呢会篡你的位置。
But that didn't matter to Jonathan.
对约拿丹来说呢，这个也不会让他有什么样的想法。
So Jonathan went to the feast.
约拿丹去赴了宴席。
He told his father when his father asked where David was that he had gone away.
当父亲问起说到底大卫去哪里了，他就告诉他的父亲说呢，他不在，他去了别的地方。
So the king became very angry.
国王很生气。
And Jonathan was trying to take up for David, and he said, you silly boy, the father did. Here, this man is going to take away your kingdom, and you don't even care.
在那里，这个约拿丹甚至为大卫辩解，使得他爸爸非常的生气。他认为他很愚蠢，因为大卫可能是一个取代他王位的人。
Jonathan, the next day, went out to the place where he had met David before, and there he took his boy, and he shot the arrow,Beyond what he said was the boundary.
约拿丹在隔天呢，带着童子又回到他们两个约定的地方，他就按着他们的约定射了箭，而且射到前头去。
And he told his boy to leave him.
然后告诉童子离开他。
And then David came out.
大卫就出现了。
And there they wept together, they cried together.
在那里他们彼此都很难过的哭了。
Jonathan realized his father was going to try to kill David.
因为约拿丹已经发现他的爸爸是定义要杀掉大卫的。
But he said, now David, if you do become king, please take care of my family.
约拿丹竟然这样对大卫说，如果有一天你真的成为国王的时候，请你纪念我以后的家庭。
You see, this was true friendship.
这是真正的友谊。
They cared for each other.
彼此非常的关心。
They protected each other.
他们彼此来保护。
They valued each other.
对彼此都是很有价值，都很重要的。
So you see, a true friendship combines trust, support, communication, loyalty, understanding, empathy, and intimacy.
真正的友谊会包括有彼此的信任，彼此的扶持，还有良好的沟通，彼此的忠诚，而且对彼此的了解、理解、同理心，还有彼此很相近的关系。
These are certainly aspects of life that all of us crave.
这些方面都是我们非常渴慕的。
You know, when you were young, you would go visit someone, and you would stay for a while, even now, and you're ready to come home, because you feel at home when you get there.
你应该有这样的记忆，年轻的时候或现在，你都有时候会到朋友家坐一会儿，然后呢，你就想说赶快回家，因为总是觉得家比较好。
And a friend is much like coming home.
那对于有一个朋友，有这样的友谊的时候，就好像你有家可以回去。
When you have to daily try to work, show another face, try to have another attitude, try to do your very best, or you come across temptations or hurts,It's so good to go with your friend and to see your friend so that you can just relax and be yourself.
在一天呢，你外出做事的时候，就好像戴上一个面具，你要在那里有一个外面的一个笑容，或者是呢，不管有多少的伤害或多少的一些情况呢，你都需要压抑在里面。那在这样的一个下来呢，你很想回家，让自己放松或者是敞开，就像这样子，你面对一个朋友也是这样子。
This is a very pleasant side of friendship.
友谊对我们来讲是一种让我们的心里很欢喜的，很高兴的。
Sometimes I have to travel.
有时候我需要旅行。
And in some of the countries that I go to and the places I go to, I have met people that have become friends to me.
我到处去就会碰到一些朋友，到后来呢就变成知友。
And maybe days I will have to go to some place and have meetings and be under a lot of stress. And then finally I get to the home of a friend.
那我出去的时候常常是要参加一些会议的。那在会议当中呢，当然就有很多的压力，而且呢很辛苦。每一次呢，我开完的会能够回到一个知友好友的家里面的时候呢，那就是那种感觉。
There I can feel very relaxed.
我非常的放松。
If I want something to drink, I can get it.
我想喝什么就去喝什么。
If I want to sleep longer, I can.
我想睡久一点我就睡。
My friend looks to my needs.
那我的朋友呢会非常照顾我的需要。
We can just relax and go shopping together.
我们也可以很放松的一起去买东西。
It's a very comfortable part of life.
是生活里面非常舒服的一个层面。
But you know, to have a friend, you must be a friend.
要有这种朋友，你必须自己成为这样的朋友。
Friendship is never one-sided.
朋友不是一厢情愿的。
So therefore, if you want a friend, be a friend.
如果你想要有这样的朋友，你自己就要成为一个朋友。
Now you say, how do you start building friendship?
或许你就问一个问题，说那怎么样能够建立这种朋友的友谊呢？
Actually, it begins with acquaintance. You meet someone.
首先你要遇到某一个人。
And something about that person attracts you.
那比如说这个人呢，让你有一些吸引力。
And so we begin to reach out to them.
所以你们彼此就开始有一些交谊。
Maybe we begin by showing ourselves to care about the person.
比如说你开始关心对方。
We listen to them and talk to them.
听他讲话，而且呢，跟他讲话。
But it takes time.
但是是要用时间的。
And it takes emotional effort to build friendship.
有时候也需要有这种情绪上面的努力来建立彼此的友谊。
They are built slowly, slowly remember.
记得是慢慢建立的。
You say, why should I try? Because there's nothing that can add more to your life than having a very good friend.
或许你说呢，我需要一定要去做吗？我一定要有朋友吗？是的，因为呢，你的一生里面这样的友谊对你是很重要，是很宝贝的。
Someone said friendship can take as long as 3 years to build.
有的人甚至说呢，要用3年才建立起真正的友谊。
I guess one of the first steps in building a friend is you open up yourself.
那一开始的第一步呢，就是你本身要敞开。
You want to have a confidence with this person.
所以这样的话，你就建立让对方对你的信任。
And this can be very scary.
那这样子有时候会让你有一点害怕的。
Because they may reject you.
因为有时候呢，你一敞开，对方呢，有时候会拒绝你。
But this is where we take our risk, as we talk about learning to take risks.
那这就是我们所讲的，有时候我们要需要，要有一点冒险精神。
I think this is the very place that many of you get stopped, even before you get started.
很多人还没有开始之前呢，就因为不敢敞开而就停下来了。
In your heart, you're saying, I don't trust anyone.
因为你的心里面告诉自己说呢，我不信任任何一个人。
And I can understand that.
我可以了解这个意思。
But this is where you have to say to yourself, is it worth it to have someone that is close and trusting?
但是你要提醒你自己，如果你真的有一个你可以信任的人，你可以相交的人，那实在是太有价值了。
You see, you start, like I said, slowly by sharing a few of your private thoughts.Or feelings with that person.
就像我说的，首先你就慢慢的一点点的把自己一些比较隐私的里面的一些关于自己的一些事情呢，稍微敞开让对方知道。
And then that person will then begin to share a few with you.
那相对的，对方也会开始慢慢的向你讲他自己的事情。
You see, you say, but they're not responsive to me.They didn't say anything back to me.
或许你说呢，我讲了，可是对方好像从来没有跟我讲什么。
That doesn't mean that you've been rejected.
那并不代表你被拒绝了。
Because you see, you don't even know enough of each other to reject each other.
因为你们根本都还没有足够的彼此的信息来彼此拒绝。
There are times when maybe the person you want to be friends with begins to tell you a story or voices a complaint. They're just asking to be acknowledged.
有时候呢，对方呢会告诉你一个故事，或者是呢跟你讲一些他的心里面一些抱怨的话。那事实上呢，他只是想要引起你一点注意。
Now, what is the best way to acknowledge to them that you understand that all they want is acknowledgement?
当你发现他只是要你这样去认识他一下，给他一点注意的话，那你该怎么做呢？
Well, let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Now, you have a person that you're really caring about now, and you're building up this friendship, and they begin to complain to you about what their husband has done to them.
比如说呢，你有一个朋友，你看好，就说这个朋友想跟他建立更进一步的友谊，然后呢，你发现有一天他跟你开始在抱怨他的先生。
Actually, see, they're not asking you to agree with them or comply with them. They're asking to be acknowledged.
那事实上他跟你讲的时候并不代表说他要你认同，然后要你稍微了解一下而已。
Now, there are steps to acknowledging a person, and if you could learn these, a lot of your personal relationships would have a lot less conflicts in them.
那我要给你建议来面对这个对方只是跟你提一下让你认知注意一下而已的步骤，如果你可以这样做的话，那么你跟对方的这种友谊呢就比较不会有任何其他的这种冲突。
Now immediately you sort of repeat back to her what she said.
首先你重复她对你讲的话。
This way you don't misunderstand her and she now understands what she really has said.
你把他说的话再说一次，你听到他这样说，好让他确定他要讲的是这样的话，而且你不误解他的话。
You don't say whether it's right or wrong.
你不要在这句话上面加上对或错的评语。
And you don't try to change them at this point.
也不要想要改变他。
And they're not asking you to solve their problem. And this is one thing you have to remember and not try to do.
他并不是一来就要请你给他一些意见或解决问题的方法，所以呢，你一定要记得就停在那里，只是听，然后听对了就好了。
And as your friend or yourself, as you work through this, you'll begin to get a better understanding of one another.
如果你按着这一些原则去做的话，那你们的关系一定可以再一次的靠近的。
One of the vital things is being able to listen and pay attention to the other one.
一个非常基本的一个重要的原则是你要注意对方，而且听对方讲话。
Have you ever had a person that really wanted to be a friend with you and was a friend to a certain extent, but they never listened to you?
你有没有这样的朋友？你很想跟他做朋友，可是呢，他从来不听你讲话。
They did all the talking.
他总是呢，抢着话说。
You can never build a true friendship on that.
这样的话是没有办法建立友谊的。
So we have to learn to listen to each other.
所以我们要学习去听对方讲话。
We're there physically.
你身在那里听他讲。
But are we there mentally?
但是你的心思有没有在那里呢？
Are we focusing in on what they're saying?
你有没有注意在听他说什么呢？
Or is your mind off on something else?
还是你的想法总是想别的？
Do you have eye contact?
你对他有没有眼睛注视他呢？
Or are you looking all around while they're talking?
还是你到处看，当他讲的时候你就到处看。
When we focus, we're paying attention.
如果你真的焦点对他的话，你就注意他。
And that makes a friendship realize that are both of you are interested in each other.
这样的话会让对方彼此都感觉说我们真的是很注重对方的。
And then again, talking is one of the building blocks also.
讲话是两个人建立关系很重要的一步。
Now there's some people that are naturally, they're not talkers.
有的人呢，很自然的本性是不太喜欢讲话的。
But sometimes when they get to their friends and with their friends, they can really talk.
可是如果碰到真的朋友的时候，可是能讲的。
Because actually, when you are silent and never really talk, never really share with one another, you cannot build a friendship.
一个人如果常常保持沉默不讲话的话，是很难建立友谊关系的。
See, you're revealing ideas. You're sharing with one another.
因为你讲话的话，就等于在表达你自己的想法，你的心境。
So you see, when you are a person that you say, I don't talk much,But when you have a friend, this is something you must cultivate.
或许你说我的本性就不太讲话，但是如果你希望有朋友的话，你必须要讲话。
Now, I told you the story of Jonathan and David.
我讲过约拿丹跟大卫的故事。
Now, one was a shepherd boy at one time.
一个曾经当过牧羊人。
The other was a king's son.
另外一个是国王的儿子。
But in their friendship,They were equal.
那在他们的友谊里面呢，彼此是相等的。
And there must always be that feeling of equal between you.
在朋友之间呢，总是要有一种平等的这样的一个对待。
Friends are loyal and trustworthy.
朋友是值得我们去忠诚来对待他，而且值得我们信任的。
Another thing that may draw you and attract you is that friends have values that are so much alike.
有时候好朋友对你很吸引的就是呢你们的这种价值观念非常的相像。
You see, if we don't have the same kind of values, we won't respect each other.
因为如果没有同样的价值观的话彼此不会尊重对方的。
So you see, it does take time to build a friendship.
朋友友谊的建立是需要时间的。
As I said, there have been some that says it takes as much as 3 years to become a close friend.
有人甚至说需要三年的时间来建立更比较亲近的友谊。
And through that time, you share many experiences together.
这个当中无形中你也已经分享很多你自己的经验。
And they stand true. They stand lastingly through the problems you face together.
然后呢，这个当中呢，你们也一起经历了一些困难，而且彼此的这种关系是很坚固的。
There can be a friend that is closer than a brother.
有一个亲密的朋友比兄弟更亲近。
I have many friends, but there is one closer than any other, and that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我有很多好朋友。但是一个最亲密的最亲近的就是我的救主耶稣
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄 13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。